also was it a couple of months ago we tested a tiger in the Bronx Zoo to see if it had corona and it came back that it had COVID?
Well, we didn't test it. You're making it sound like you and I were responsible for it. You and I didn't do anything. We tested nothing.
No, so I'm saying that the government, whoever decided to test.
The government came in. They're like, give us all your tigers. We need to test them. No, it was some zoo official.
When was that? It was a couple of months ago. So they decided to test. I guess they tested all the animals in the zoo. I don't know. But they found out the tiger had COVID, and then the other day they tested a gorilla, and the gorilla came back. The gorilla had COVID also. Remember that?
Okay, first of all, the Bronx Zoo thing was in April, when COVID was just getting started.
Okay.
That was when the tiger allegedly tested, and people have said since that it was a false test or a false positive. So, just FYI.
Okay, so they tested a tiger, they tested a gorilla, the gorilla came back with COVID. I think they tested a shark at one point, the shark came back with COVID, and now somebody in China tested ice cream.
Please tell me the ice cream had COVID.
The ice cream test positive for coronavirus in China.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, the sad thing is I've never had a COVID test, but tigers, sharks, and gorillas and ice cream all get tested. Who the hell tests ice cream?
I mean, obviously somebody in China looked at the ice cream and thought, this ice cream doesn't look like it's doing too well.
An expert suggests the discovery is probably a, quote, one-off and not need for a huge panic. So this is big news. I mean, you can't eat ice cream anymore because ice cream has COVID.
Could have COVID. No, but see, this is okay. So first of all, it has to be a false test. The scarier thing is that you could test ice cream and ice cream will test positive, which means that everybody else who's testing negative could be positive. I have a lot of ice cream in me. So if I eat a lot of ice cream, will I then test positive?
Well, you're pretty much half ice cream, aren't you?
Yeah, these days, for sure.
I don't get it, but sharks and ice cream do. I don't get the test.
Well, go get the test. No one's stopping you.
There's no tests. You can't find them. There's no tests around here.
There's tests everywhere. In fact, there is not a state anymore that you can't go get tested.
I can't get tested.
Some states, that's not true. Some states, they actually give you a test to take home and do yourself.
No, there's no test here. And they don't come to my house. I'm not leaving to go get a COVID test. They have to come to me. But anyway, so I guess we're testing everything now. We're going to test tacos next. We're going to test spaghetti, see if that has COVID. It's out of control.
Just don't test shoes. I don't want to know that my shoes have COVID.
Shoes? If you test the bottom of shoes, they probably have the COVID on them. Why hasn't somebody done that yet?
I don't understand how ice cream could have COVID on it. Did somebody who has COVID just sneeze on the ice cream and then the ice cream was tested? Or what was it about the ice cream that they decided to test that ice cream?
If you test ice cream and ice cream comes back positive for COVID, throw that test away.
Right.
That is a faulty test. That test doesn't mean crap. You shouldn't be testing actual human beings with that test if ice cream will test positive.
Would you also throw the ice cream away?
Just in case, you throw the ice cream away. Maybe the whole batch of ice cream. Throw that away.
Right. Throw that away. And you can always get more ice cream, I feel like.
So if it's vanilla, good. Just go get chocolate. But I guess you got to test everything you eat now.
Oh, my God. I got to go test what? So tonight, I think I'm going to have a baked potato and some vegetables.
You got to test the potato.
I got to test my potato?
Yeah. I don't know. You go, and you do that with the potato. I don't know how you test the potato.
Well, the problem is, here in New York, the test that they're doing now is a test where you spit into the vial, and they take your, just like a DNA test, you got to spit in the thing.
Uh-huh.
How do you get the potato to spit in the thing? Do you just fill up the little vial with potato?
All the potatoes I've ever been around swallow. So none of them spit. So I don't know.
Jesus. So wrong.
So I don't know how you test the potato. I think you squeeze it. And then you got to wait 2 weeks before you eat the potato. And by that time, it's going to go bad.
That's the worst part, because it does take, like, here in New York, it takes a couple of days. In California, it's a little better. I think you can get a test back in 24 hours. So if you want ice cream, test your ice cream, and then, you know, you can hang on to it and wait.
But what happens with if French toast has COVID? You can't wait 24 hours for the French toast to come back.
No, you got to throw caution to the wind. Go ahead and eat that bad boy.
Yeah, we can't. We can't be testing everything. I mean, am I going to test the Oreo? I mean, it's no.
And then, okay, so if I have to test M&Ms, do I test each individual M&M, or is just the package enough?
Or is it just the red ones have COVID and the blue ones are fine?
Well, that's what I mean. Do you have to test each individual M&M?
I don't know. I think we do now. If you test ice cream and it comes back, you're going to have to test everything.
Well, no, because ice cream is a container. So if the container's sick, the container's sick. The whole container is sick. You got to throw it out. Put it on the little ventilator.
But you'd have to throw out all the M&Ms. All the M&Ms in the world would have to be thrown out if they had COVID. Can you imagine what that would do to M&Ms? What that would do to a brand if you found a brand had COVID? Ooh. It would destroy the brand. This could potentially destroy ice cream.
Well, this is Chinese ice cream, so my guess is it's not here in the States yet, whatever it is.
But it always finds its way here.
Oh, no. You know, there was a recall of ice cream last week, and I was like, oh, my God, an ice cream recall. They found little shards of metal in the ice cream. Of course, that was the saddest story of the day. So, of course, I ran to the refrigerator, and thank God we didn't have that brand of ice cream. Otherwise, my boyfriend would have to go out and get us new ice cream.
Yeah, go check right now and make sure you don't have Chinese ice cream. If you have Chinese ice cream, you're going to get the COVID. So but now you got to test that and the potato.
So when they send me a COVID test at my house to do the cheek swab, I should just test my food first.
Test everything. Test the walls, the carpet. Test everything that you can.
I haven't tested the dogs.
Yeah, see? I think the dogs, they're really low to the ground. So I don't know how high the COVID goes. And your dogs are around strange people all the time. Like, my dogs don't see a stranger, so they never see people. But your dogs see people all the time. They don't even know who they are.
Yeah, here's the weird thing. Like, it took me a while to come to a decision what I was going to do about people wanting to pet my dog. I was like, it's COVID. No one's going to ask to pet other people's dogs. And that's mostly been the case. But once in a while, you get somebody who's like, oh, can I say hi?
No, they don't.
I always say no.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yeah. Today, a guy was like, oh, can I say hi and take a picture?
No. No, that's like touching my child. Go away.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the thing. Imagine if he had a kid with him. Oh, can I touch your child and take a picture with it?
Yeah. Can I stick my finger in its nose?
Right.
No, don't touch my dog. Don't talk to me. Don't touch my dog. Don't even look at me.